What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, in the words of DJ Khaled, another one. Now, this article was published on the 6th of March. Hudson man charged with offlining his wife with a knife in the couple's townhome. Boy, what song comes to mind for this one? That's right, Mac the Knife. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Hudson, Wisconsin man has been charged with offlining his wife in their townhome Wednesday and then threatening to end his life by making officers shoot him. Well, sounds like he was going by self-termination by cop. Now, this is a pretty long article, so I gotta shorten it for time. Before the first Hudson police officers arrived at Chad Hayward's townhome on a welfare check, the 54-year-old told dispatch how he was having issues with his wife and that officers would shoot him because, quote unquote, that's how it ends, according to charges filed Thursday in St. Croix County Circuit Court. Hayworth then told police officers over the phone that, quote unquote, she's no longer with us and that she had been deleted for more than half an hour. He said he knew that because the knife is, quote unquote, incredibly sharp, the charges say. After a 3-hour-long standoff that included the St. Croix County Emergency Response Unit, Hayworth eventually left the townhome, surrendered, and was arrested. He had blood on his pants and hands. His wife was found deleted on a bed with a large cut to her neck. Hayworth is charged with first-degree intentional termination, mayhem with the use of a dangerous weapon, and aggravated battery intending great bodily harm. At an initial court appearance Thursday before Judge R. Michael Waterman, Hayworth's attorney raised whether he was competent to face the charges. Waterman ordered that he undergo a competency evaluation. Hayworth does not have a previous criminal history in Wisconsin, court records show. Minnesota court records show that Hayworth, while living in Burnsville, was civilly committed as mentally ill in April of 2022. The commitment ended 6 months later. Oh, put a pin right there. According to Thursday's complaint, shortly after 3 p.m., police were dispatched to Hayworth's townhome in the 1600 block of Namakagan Street just after Hayworth called 911. Dispatch advised officers that Hayworth said his wife's lover got his password for his iPhone and got rid of the statements he had made. Earlier in the day, just after 11 a.m., Hayworth called Hudson police and told them that he had concerns that his wife was cheating on him and possibly poisoning him with their cat's medicine. He said he had no evidence, that it was a hunch, and that he would be going to the doctor. Once the officer arrived at the townhome, he called Hayworth, who blamed his wife for his iCloud account being closed. He said that when he told her about it, she laughed at him. Hayworth said he then snapped, and his wife is no longer with us. When the officer asked if she was still breathing, Hayworth said, quote unquote, she thought it was funny until it began, and then she realized and started screaming for help. The complaint states, yeah, that's when she quit laughing. Yeah, so she was laughing at me right up until the exact moment. It's real nice. Once in custody and at the jail, Hayworth asked to see a doctor. When the doctor asked him if he had any thoughts of harming himself, he shook his head, no. When asked if he had any thoughts of harming others, Hayworth, who was looking down at his legs, let out an exhausted exhale and shook his head, no. Put a pin right there. It was the second termination in 4 days in St. Croix County, both allegedly committed by the victim's husband. Gordon Laxo, 70, of New Richmond, is charged with strangling his wife, 68-year-old Mary Laxo, on Sunday. Yes, gentlemen, this is the HMT that I did yesterday. Wow. The same county, two men decide to put the mask on. Well. Gentlemen, what do I keep saying? More and more men across the age range are going to say, you know what? Fuck it. This guy was 54. He was of advanced age. And eventually, he decided, you know what? This woman has pushed me far beyond my line. So, I'm going to take matters into my own damn hands. What more do I need to say, gentlemen? What more do I honestly and truly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? Full location. Went down in the home. Gotta give that a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. Gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact. Since that was a legitimate standoff for 3 hours, gonna go ahead and bump that up to a 60. And for the brutality factor. He didn't turn into a pincushion. He just went ahead and literally went for the jugular. But still, I got to give that a 40. So Chad Hellraiser Hayworth gets a score of 155. Ah, gentlemen, let us go ahead and circle back to the fact that this man was literally committed. So he had paperwork that stated he was legally crazy. Now, as a wife, if you've had a husband that has been committed, what is one of the last things you want to do? Anything that would possibly make that man snap. Yeah. You know why he let out an exhausted, an exaggerated exhale when they asked him if he wanted to hurt somebody? Why he said no? because he had accomplished what he set out to accomplish, which was, once again, take matters into his own hands against his crazy ass wife. Now, I find it very ironic what he described. Oh, she was laughing at him, even though she knew this man was literally committed for being crazy. Do you really want to laugh at somebody that is already having paperwork saying, yes, this person is literally crazy? No, that's not a person that you want to push over the edge. But he said, hey, more than likely, she was cheating. She put me into a position to where some stuff of mine was taken away. And then when I confronted her about it, she laughed in my face. Gentlemen, as you know, women are notorious for doing shit like that. Need I say more than the women that turn off men's video games while they are playing them and they think that shit is funny? No, no. It's not funny. It's a form of psychological abuse that men are expected to take because, oh, it's just a joke. No, it's not a joke. It is not a joke in any way, shape, or form. But this man who had paperwork that said he was crazy, and I know I keep harping on that because, yes, there are a lot of men out here who are battling a lot of mental illness, but they're doing it alone. This guy, he happened to have gotten committed. But once again, women do shit like that and think it's funny. But this woman was like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. It's funny. But then when the hot butter knife of doom came out, she was like, oh, shit. Yeah. By then, it's too late. Once again, ladies, this is a perfect scenario of what I always say. The police are not there to just magically teleport in and get your man off of you when you pushed him over his line. Nope. She thought it was all fun and games until he decided, okay, yeah, the hot butter knife of doom is coming out and I'm going to take care of you. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And once again, ladies, I'm going to reiterate. The police, the gun of the state, it's only a reactionary force. And by the time you decide to call them, let's say their response time is 10 minutes. When you call them, your husband or boyfriend has approximately 9 minutes and 45 seconds to do whatever he wants to you. Mm-hmm. In this case, yeah, the wife met her end by the blade of the knife. So you better understand this, ladies, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power society continues to let you believe you have, which is fake, which is false, that will always go out. Feminism and the idea that men fearing the Duluth model is going to keep him off of you, that's going to go out right along with it. Because this is another perfect example of when a man decides he no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. And in this case, just like every other HMT, he decides to go with lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.